The university reluctantly admitted Ed in 1962 and arranged for him to live in the campus medical facility, Cowell Hall. Ed's admission set a precedent at Berkeley, and soon more physically disabled students began moving onto campus in the same building. This initial warehousing and isolation of people with disabilities was the push for the start of the disabilities rights movement and the independent living movement. Ed and his colleagues organized into a group known as the Rolling Quads. They put pressure on the university to become more accessible and began seeking funding to develop a student organization to work for barrier removal and support services, including personal attendance services, for students with disabilities to live independently while attending school. Ed was quick to grasp that the struggle for independence was not a medical or functional issue, but rather a sociological, political, and civil rights struggle. After establishing the campus organization, Ed and others realized the need for an off-campus, community-based organization. In 1972, with minimal funding, the Berkeley Center for Independent Living, or CIL, was started. The core values of the Berkeley CIL, dignity, peer support, consumer control, civil rights, integration, equal access, and advocacy, remain at the heart of the independent living and disability rights movements. Today, as many as 400 CILs exist throughout the country, funded with a mix of federal, state, local, fee-for-service, and private money.